Thank you for calling. This is Ken.
Hey, Ken. It's Colt. How you doing?
Hello, Colt. How are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How about you? Can you hear me?
Good. Good. Yeah. I just got your email.
Did you receive my message and the voicemail I left you?
I did.
Yes, sir. So may I know, like, what's the, like, sudden dispute? We were working on this, and you disputed the whole charge.
The main thing is it just wasn't getting done the way we communicated in the beginning.
Whatever resolved it, sir. I got the PR manager, spoke to the sources, the content that you were not happy. We were going to redraft everything, send you over. And if that was not the case, we would have refunded you. But obviously making a dispute makes a question mark on me as well as per the PR team and everyone. So, sir, the management was asking, like, what's the reason you disputed the whole amount? Like, obviously, if you didn't want it...
Because you guys want me... the main reason was is you guys didn't respond. And the only times you were responding is when there was an issue.
Look, sir, obviously...
And I had to reach out to get the articles sent.
I told you, sir, this will be outsourced to the PR team, the PR agency.
And I never got notified that in the beginning that a different company was going to handle it.
So that's the reason you did it, because you were thinking that the work was not being done?
It wasn't getting done by your company. You were selling it to some other company.
Obviously, sir.
And I didn't agree with that in the beginning.
We do not own California Herald, or we do not own the publications. We got you. We are working on the...
You don't have to own the publications. They're usually created and then sent out to the company.
But the content and everything is written by them, sir. You should know that. And that's what the...
So what does your company do?
Sir, we will get you those articles. We are working on your Wikipedia. We have in-house editors for Wikipedia.
But why wouldn't I just go through that company?
Because, sir, if you go, they will charge you more. You can get it done. If you didn't want it to go ahead with us, you can go ahead and reach
out. I want to go through a company that I thought you guys made it an impression that you guys do this. And you even said we're in a weekly meeting and played your whole game. And played it off like you were going to call me and wasted my time.
On different projects, right?
Okay, but you can play this game with whoever you want, but at the end of the day, I don't have the time to. So if you're going
to
waste my time, I'm not going
to
go with it.
You don't want us to work on your project, sir. If you didn't want to, you could have asked that you don't want to disclose it, you don't want to go ahead with us, and we would have refunded you.
I communicated with you three or four times. I have four different emails I sent to you asking you for a refund, and you wouldn't let me out.
Is that if you didn't want it to get the work done, then why you dispute it?
Because you wouldn't refund it. I asked you five times to refund the car.
Because, sir, we don't work for only $5,000 or $4,000. We have different clients, and the merchant is the one that we take transactions on. We have, like, thousands of dollars over there. So for $4,000 or $5,000, we won't be, like, jeopardizing the whole merchant. So right now, sir, let's resolve this.
You don't
okay?
make any sense. You don't jeopardize a merchant, is what you're trying to say?
Sir, I finance. We use transactions. There's a merchant. Are you aware of that merchant's online payments from where it's taken, right? We have different clients coming to us from all fields of, life for creating Wikipedia. Now you have opened a dispute on the merchant for like $4,500 something. Total is, I believe, is $4,700.
Correct. Whatever I should have been refunded.
So we are going to refund you, so that's what I'm coming to. Kindly revert that dispute and say that we are refunding you, right? Once the dispute is resolved, we will refund you the whole amount, sir. If you don't want to get Wikipedia with us, that's great, and this is not the way to, work with businesses, sir. Like, obviously, if you don't want us to work with us, you will go to another company. But obviously, you will
Correct.
Be disputing everywhere.
I'm definitely going to go that route. I'm not going to waste my time sending over. I spent the whole weekend sending you the information. You guys didn't even look at the information and just say something completely different. Okay.
We are not based in India. We are not based in other countries that we will be responding to you on weekends.
You've responded on Saturday.
Saturday, I sent you email from my house, not from the office.
Okay. Where are you guys out of?
Sir, L.A.
Out of Los Angeles?
Yes.
Okay. Where's your address?
Sir, it's mentioned over the website. Have you not looked into it? So now you're asking these questions. I don't understand. Now, let me try to resolve this. You want your money back, we will get you your money back. But disputing will open up a case, and obviously we will be sharing the details to the bank as well. What happened to our company, why you disputed. So that will be a lengthy case. You won't have the money, we will not have the money. So let us resolve this, right? You just, you know, take
my bank will handle this just fine. They want to handle it.
Sir, we win a
lot. They don't want to stop. They are very clear and have read your email, just like I have.
All right.
In the
so
and American Express is ready to take this into consideration.
You take your money back. What I'm saying, you are hurting our business.
You were damaging mine also.
Okay, sir.
My reputation and my time, right?
You're not professional, right? We need to resolve this as professional.
Correct, you're not. I agree.
All right.
And you shouldn't have missed the times that I was supposed
to
call in.
We had a good word. We were working on this. Now you're just disputing everything. So let us resolve this if you want to, that is. You can take your dispute back.
You're not resolving it. You played your games. You keep playing games. And
sir,
every time I get a different story from you, can tell this is fake as hell.
Show that to your bank, all right? If you don't believe my words, I will write it down for you. Go ahead with that message.
Yeah,
you can share
not.
That with the bank.
Just like that you're in a Wikipedia meeting, and just like that you're going to call me on Monday and your directors are going to call, they never call.
Sir, the editor was about to call you, but we already discussed that before placing the order for the publications. But obviously, you are finding reasons not to proceed with us. So let me, because I have many clients with me, I have never encountered one such as you. So what I'm trying to do here is that I will write it down for you, that you resolve that dispute, right, from your bank. I will write it down to you that you have your full
amount
back.
You can give me a full refund.
Yes, we will. For the amount of $4,700, right? We will mention it over the email and kindly resolve that. Just send me the confirmation. I'll release the payment from the finance.
Okay, and I'll check with the bank.
Yes, sir. So let me just write it down for you so you can show them as well.
Okay, I'll check with them. I think it's already in process.
Yes, thank you for understanding this. So let me just go ahead and do this.
I didn't ever understand. You're not very clear. No, you're not clear
what
at all.
I'm saying
that's fine.
That I will write an email